With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More protest encampments cleared out of college campuses. This morning, the NYPD moved in and moved out anti-Israel demonstrators at New York University and at the New School. As violent pro-Hamas demonstrators continue to clash with police on college campuses nationwide, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the chaos must end. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Johnson says the chaos needs to end at America's universities.
You know, chaos and anarchy are not American values. And what's happening on these university campuses is outrageous. It's dangerous. You've seen it result and devolve into violence. It must be stopped. And these administrators have allowed this to descend into chaos. They need to lose their jobs, and we have to bring order to the chaos, and Congress will do it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on his weekly news program This Week on the Hill, tomorrow morning on the Salem News Channel and on radio stations nationwide. Also at SRNnews.com, hiring tumbled last month, just 175,000 new jobs, down from 315,000 in March. Wall Street stocks are soaring on hopes that this will help to convince the Fed to cut interest rates. Former President Trump says the economy is bad, while President Biden insisting the economy is in recovery mode. Well, you can get there from here, but it will take extra time and effort. I-95 closed at Norwalk, Connecticut, the result of a fiery crash that damaged a bridge.
Stay away from that area. We've given a notice to all the trucking companies and others. Take I-87 if you can, or I-84 as alternatives. I-84 is an alternative. Rail is going, or good day to work from home.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont heard there on the Connecticut Network. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 327 points. This is SRN News. Nobody's having kids anymore.
Well, not quite nobody, but fertility rates are alarmingly low in many modern industrialized nations, and experts are becoming concerned. Population decline will eventually be a problem, but in the short run, these countries, including the U.S., would experience a rapidly aging population and shrinking tax base. Why aren't young people having children? Analysts say it costs too much, women don't want to interrupt their careers, and family isn't as important to the next generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah public schools rushing to prepare students and teachers as the state starts cracking down on any school found to be allowing males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. Although the law took effect when Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed it back in January, it was not being widely enforced before a key compliance mechanism came online this week. The ban on males and female spaces also applies to all government buildings in Utah. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church has crossed a line, driving conservatives away.
For the past 52 years, the United Methodist Church has officially declared the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching. But that has ended now that the church delegates removed that phrase from their official book of discipline at their Legislative General Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The action comes a day after delegates removed a ban on LGBT clergy. The new document defines marriage as a covenant between two people of faith without limiting it to a man and a woman. The shift follows the departure of a quarter of U.S. congregations from the United Methodist Church amid disputes over LGBT issues. Keith Peters reporting.
Ukraine, along with trade and investment, expected to dominate Chinese President Xi Jinping's first trip to Europe in 5 years. It will start in France on Monday. Xi's stop in France will be followed by visits to Hungary and to Serbia. More details, SRNnews.com.